with buses, trolleys, the L and Broad Street subway shut down all over Philadelphia, people flocked to alternate means of transportation. Pamela Jones left early expecting problems and got into Center City an hour ahead of time. She says it's still an inconvenience.
I'm up an hour earlier. I had to park my car someplace where I'm not really sure it's going to be safe. Being that early, it's still dark out, you know, it's just a little bad.
Viola Bivens says she remembers the last strike in 2009, which went on for 6 days.
When they had the other strike, I had to go through it. So, yeah, I'm used to it.
Bill Mularkey says the regional rail trains that are still running are a whole lot more crowded.
Usually when we come in, it might be about 20% full. It was totally full this morning by the time we got into town.
Dustin Albert was caught off guard by very slow traffic on the way to dropping his child off at Andrew Jackson Elementary in South Philadelphia.
Just dropping off the younger kid at preschool and then coming up Broad Street and trying to swing by to drop my first grader off, and traffic was just, you know, jammed. So it took an extra 10 minutes, which got me past the 8:30 gate closing, which meant that we had to go in and stand in line to sign in. And I'm hoping that I don't have a parking ticket.
While in Philadelphia for an event, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf urged both sides to come together.
This is something that is just bad for everybody, and it has to end.
Mayor Jim Kenney says the strike is frustrating, but the city will not intervene in talks unless requested to do so.
We're urging them to continue to talk, you know, continue to work on this. And we understand, you know, that people are upset, and they should be, because it's very inconvenient. And we're doing our best to get it done.
Commuter Rose Peters, who's taking the regional rail train because of the strike, has a simpler message.
Hurry up and get it done, period.
I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.